Mr. New York, Mark Simone on WOR.
Hey! Oh, God. It's, boy, the weather out there is colder than Hillary Clinton's smile. It is a cold day today. It gets back to semi-normal tomorrow. It'll be in the 40s tomorrow, so it's just one day. We will get to the pretend impeachment hearings. We will, remember I always told you there's other Democratic candidates coming. We'll name some of them that are coming. We'll get to that fake snake Nikki Haley. We'll get to Google and what they're up to, and these subway arrests. You're getting the wrong people. We'll get to all of that coming up. So there's no impeachment taking place. This is not an impeachment hearing. This is, what are they calling this? An inquiry.
Yes. An inquiry.
It's an inquiry. The problem is if you had an actual impeachment hearing, rules kick in. Things would be different. The Republicans could call witnesses. The Republicans would have more power to ask questions. So they're not doing this as an actual impeachment. This is a pretend impeachment. It's an inquiry. This is all. Now, some people argue that this is brilliant. Brilliant strategy. You don't have any charges. You don't have any crimes. You can't actually do an impeachment. But this might be brilliant. It just might be. They stage what looks like an impeachment hearing, and they know the fake news, New York Times, Bezos Post, all these things, will write about it and use the word impeachment all over the place so that people watching will get the impression there's an impeachment hearing taking place. There isn't. Even now, if you look at the TV screen, it'll say, first public impeachment hearing. But this is not an actual impeachment. It's a hearing about whether they might do an impeachment. And this is all done for theatrical purposes. For instance, this is the, it's not even the House Intelligence Committee. It's some members of the House Intelligence Committee doing this. But they have moved it out of the House Intelligence Committee into, they've borrowed the House Ways and Means Committee room because that looks more impressive. It's grander. It has those big leather chairs. It has the wooden the desk, the wood that has these carvings in it. Remember The Godfather with Michael Corleone?
Mm-hmm.
Goes, that's that room.
Oh.
They're using that one because it's the most important official-looking room in the Capitol. So they're using that one. This now, it could be brilliant because it looks like there's an impeachment taking place. There isn't. Now, you got to also wonder, a couple of years from now when you look back, when they say, you know, three presidents have been impeached, you cannot now say four because this is not an actual impeachment.
But they are. For only the fourth time in history.
Well, but see, that's
an American president goes before an impeachment. I think they did.
It's fake news. Yeah. So they keep saying an impeachment hearing. This is not an actual impeachment taking place. So it could be brilliant. In that it looks to the casual observer as if he's being impeached. He's not. Yeah. But on the other hand, it could be total disaster because it could be like the Mueller situation where for 2 years, boy, did that look official. That Mueller looked like a very serious guy. And you read about this team of these 14, the toughest prosecutors in the world. And you saw thousands of witnesses called and millions of grand juries and 40,000 million, 100 billion interviews. And it looked like something was going to happen. And then at the end, this old man comes on and testifies. Nobody knows what the hell he said. He's got no charges. So you may end up like this.
But this is going to run 6 hours. How long is it going to take to say the president applied pressure on Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden?
What they're trying to do, they'll have a number of witnesses try to determine what happened in the phone call that we already have the transcript of. We've already read the phone call. By the way, there's another phone call. That transcript, expect that probably tomorrow. That was a second phone call with the Ukraine president. There's a first phone call. Expect that transcript to come out maybe tomorrow. So, this whole thing could really backfire. Also, you know, when you talk about the deep state, it's a real thing. It's an actual place. You can actually go visit the deep state. It's, again, you got the president takes office, he appoints his cabinet, and the cabinet members each appoint 20 to 50 people in their department, you know, sort of like vice presidents. But the other 1,000, 2,000, some departments, 8,000 people who work there, they're permanent. They stay through every administration. It's deeper down the ladder, and that's why they call it the deep state. It's permanent government. In Washington, they call them permanent government. So you're going to see some of these permanent government people testify. And it might horrify the public. They might not like the looks of these permanent government people because they have a certain arrogance to them that they know better. The president is just visiting. We'll tell him what you need to do. So, well, they actually say that.
Well, that's true, yeah.
When he got elected, some of these people actually said to me, I swear they, word for word, I hope he knows there's, he can't just come in here and do what he wants. I said, what do you mean? There's a permanent government here. He can't just come in and do anything he wants. So that might come across. Schiff might accidentally bring that out. Also, you got the problem of people seeing the creepiness of these deep state guys. They're like, when you go to the motor vehicle department or the... you ever go to the Social Security office?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you looked up the hours online of that thing? It's like 10 to 4, closed on Wednesday.
You're very convenient for them, yes. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And you could wait in line. They'll tell you, average wait time in line, 5 hours, 72 minutes. If you complain to somebody, they'll just walk away from you. This is permanent government. So that's what they got in the State Department. They have an arrogance to them. You know, these State Department 16 Ukraine experts, you've got to listen to us. Meantime, you guys have failed on everything you've ever touched. That Iran agreement, your North Korea situation, you failed every single time. You're 0 for 1,000. Why would anybody listen to you on anything? So some of that might come out. Now, Hunter Biden was the favor that he asked for was not Hunter Biden. It was to investigate 2016 election tampering, and to clean up corruption in the Ukraine. You know, under our law, under our regulations, you're not allowed to give foreign aid to any country where there's corruption. Part of the legislation is you have to make sure the corruption is cleaned up before you give them the money. Otherwise, obviously, the money won't get to where it's going. It's basically charity that we're doing. So you wouldn't give your money to a totally corrupt charity.
Sure. Yeah, makes sense.
You're not listening in Chappaqua, are you? You wouldn't give it to a totally corrupt charity because God knows where the money goes. You know, you don't want to donate money and then ends up paying for suites at the Four Seasons. So he's supposed to clean it up. They keep saying he asked for an investigation of Hunter Biden. Well, if you read the transcript, it's not what he asked for. He asked for, please clean up your corruption and see if there was any 2016 election tampering. See if you can figure out anything to do with the DNC hack. You want that investigated, don't you?
Sure.
20 minutes later at the end, he throws in the Biden situation. They will not allow Hunter Biden to be called. They keep saying, it's irrelevant. It's not relevant. Yeah. Meantime, every time they open their mouth, they're talking about Hunter Biden. You try to investigate Joe Biden, but it's irrelevant. Well, wouldn't that be the first question you would need to answer? Was there anything that needed to be investigated?
Totally debunked.
Yeah, what was his motive for investigating this? Nothing is debunked. Now, when they say Hunter Biden did nothing illegal, Hunter Biden was not under investigation. Yeah, that's true. The company he worked for was under investigation. The company he worked for was corrupt. So the company he worked for hired Hunter Biden, basically used him as a bag man to pay off the Biden family so that Joe Biden, who had been put in charge of Ukraine relations, would make sure that investigation got killed. So Hunter was basically a bag man. It's not illegal. We could hire a guy here and pay him $8 million and tell him you don't have to come to work or do anything. It's not a crime. Nothing illegal about it.
Yeah.
But there's something corrupt about the Biden family. The brother gets a $1 billion contract he's not entitled to. Hunter Biden gets $1 billion from China he's not entitled to. He gets a no-show job in the Ukraine. And by the way, he never... ever set foot in the Ukraine during the entire 4 years he had that job. So
good job.
Yeah. So there is something to look at. It needs to be looked at. You got a sitting vice president who's in charge of Ukraine relations and his family is collecting billions. I think that needs to be looked at.
Yes.
But you're not allowed to call Hunter Biden to the stand. Now, Alan Dershowitz, the great legal scholar, has been saying all over the place for a week now that he has examined every inch of the U.S. penal code, every law in existence. There's no possible violation of any law here. Even if it was a quid pro quo, there's no violation of any law. So nothing illegal took place.
Well, the allegation is that you cannot use a foreign entity to investigate a political rival.
Well, apparently you can, because Dershowitz, the legal scholar, has said there's no law against it. It's done all the time. The Obama administration, you'll find out in these upcoming IG reports, used foreign entities to investigate the Trump campaign and get their FISA warrants.
Well, now Schiff is claiming that there is a bribery issue here.
Well, if there's a bribery issue, I think the first witness got to be Hunter Biden. He's the poster boy for bribery.
No, Trump is guilty of bribery.
Oh, he's bribing a foreign country.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
Well, then you must go to Chappaqua right now and arrest Bill Clinton, because he signed in 1997 a special agreement with the Ukraine that they would run investigations for us. They would cooperate in investigations. You can look it up online. A agreement signed in 96, Bill Clinton and the Ukraine. Also, you must arrest Robert Mueller, because on 13 occasions he went to foreign countries and asked them to help investigate the Trump campaign and Donald Trump. So wouldn't that, and that's his political opponent, wouldn't that be bribery?
No, that's okay.
Oh, that's okay.
That's
okay. Sorry. You ever watch My Three Sons?
Yeah.
The littlest kid was Ernie.
Yeah.
Oh, did I get in a fight with him last night? He's still around, and he's a good actor. He's doing an upcoming, to bring him back, The Fugitive. He's going to be on. He's pretty good.
Is this over Trump?
Oh, my God. He starts posting on my, I had put something up, and he posts, Trump is a criminal. He's guilty of the worst criminal violations. He's going to jail. So I just took it down. Then, like a maniac, he keeps putting it back up. How dare you take down my comment? And
wow.
Then this goes on and on. So I started messaging him privately. I just said, you know, I gave him the Dershowitz articles that he had written, that there's no violation of any law. You just can't say it's a violation of law. It's not. So he goes on and on. Anyway, I won't read you this whole fight.
Really?
Oh, this direct messaging goes back and forth for half an hour. Here's his final comment. You seem to be the king of fake news.
Ooh.
Stunning. Enjoy your swim through the Trump swamp. He's barely in the White House, by the way. Golfing, which he railed at Obama about, seems to be the only thing he truly loves.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. He never goes to work. They never see him in the White House. They don't even remember what he looks like. He's just never there. He's always golfing. I think that's basically Saturday or Sunday that he's golfing.
Yeah.
I don't think he's doing it during the week like Obama did. But anyway, this is part of the problem. And he's a nice guy, this Barry Livingston. But they get into a rage. They're just rabid. They just see demons. And
They just don't want to listen to anything. You know, their minds are made up.
The problem is, this is the bottom line. This is what it's all about. You would think you could beat this guy next November. You get yourself a candidate and some good issues. They can't find a candidate. They got this ship of fools. One's bumping into walls. The other's a crazy fake Indian. The other one's a socialist. The other guy's like 22 years old. I mean, they can't find a candidate. So they no candidate, and they can't find an issue. That was the brilliance of Trump. You know, save the middle class. It was really Lou Dobbs who started all this years ago. You know, secure the border. Let's get a safe border. Let's save the middle class. Let's bring back some manufacturing. All these issues. These were good issues.
Yeah.
Resonated with people. So Democrats can't find any issues that resonate. You know, you talk about climate change. Everybody just dozes off. Now, who wants to hear about this?
Taxing the wealthy.
Yeah, taxing the wealthy. Nobody cares about this. If you're wealthy, you don't like it. And if you're not wealthy, who cares? It's not helping you. Bring back jobs. That helps you. Tax the wealthy doesn't do anything. They know you're just going to take the money and overpay by 10,000% on infrastructure. So there's no issue, no candidate. So all they can think to do, they'll just have to arrest this guy out of office, indict him out of office. They don't know what else to do. Also, I understand that many of you are, not many of you, but some of you, I mean, I like the guy. I've known the guy for years. I've always gotten a kick out of the guy. He's fun to be around. But to a lot of you, he's just a boorish a barbarian. You don't like the way he talks. You don't like the way he dresses. You know?
Yeah, right.
You don't like the tweets. You know? But so what?
Yeah, I mean, that's the package. That comes with him.
Yeah, so what? you know, there was no nicer man than Jimmy Carter, but I didn't like his tone. It was boring. It was preachy. It was, but so what? So what?
A president shouldn't act like that, though, Mark.
Yeah, probably not. Well, it's probably not. You could say the same thing about Steve Jobs. You ever see the way he behaved? He would start cursing and screaming and throw things at people. He'd fire people just like that. He'd change his mind just like that. He was like a maniac in board meetings, the way he ran Apple, but he was a genius and he got great results. So they were very sad when he died. They didn't say, thank God he's gone. He got results, and that's what it's about, getting results. Look at Obama. Could you be a classier guy? Could you be more dignified? Could you make better speeches? Could you have a more beautiful tone? Meantime, he didn't get a damn thing done. Nothing.
So we'll accept all of that luggage or baggage that comes with Donald Trump.
Well, the one thing he had done, the Affordable Care Act, and he didn't do it. He handed it over to the insurance companies and the drug companies. Here, you write it up. Look what the hell you got. Your premiums went up. You lost your doctor. So I understand it. But he's so crude to them that they've convinced themselves he must be some kind of criminal. He's done something illegal. And I'll tell you something about guys like that. They never do anything illegal. They're anal about it because they know they're targets. They know they're always going to be investigated. They're very careful about that.
I'm with you. I mean, I think most of the opposition has to do with his personality. Really. They just don't like him as a person.
I hate to break it to you. He does that deliberately. He always does that. You're like a dog. He throws the bone. You go run and get it and bring it back. Then he throws it again. He's just trying to keep you busy running around screaming.
Well, he's doing a heck of a job.
Pretty good. Anyway, there's more candidates coming. We'll get to that coming up. Check out the webpage. A lot of good stuff up there. Watch it. Here's a, you know, on Twitter, there's an OK Boomer hashtag. The boomers.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Okay, watch this. Here's a baby boomer battling a millennial. It's pretty funny. Also, speaking of those zillionaires, private jets. Here's the 10 most expensive private jets in the world. Where do you get the number one? It's a big plane. And then, baby, it's cold outside. Everybody's rewriting it. Here's the Jewish mother's version of baby, it's cold outside. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
Can't hear the whole show live? Get the rest with Mark Simone on demand. Get his podcast at 710WOR.com/Mark. Mr. New York, Mark Simone. On 710WOR.
Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. So these Democratic candidates, they all stink, every one of them. Pete Buttigieg, pretty good, but he's a 2024 candidate. Kamala Harris is out of it, by the way, down to 1% and dropping. But there are other candidates coming. Remember I always said, I don't think you've seen the nominee yet. A couple on the horizon. Bloomberg, obviously, coming in. But there's one you better keep an eye on. Deval Patrick, he's going to get in the race. Deval Patrick, very good candidate. Strong, I mean, for the Democrats, good, strong candidate. He was the governor of Massachusetts for a couple of terms. Very close to Obama. Maybe Obama's best friend. You got to figure if he gets in the race, he's got the backing of Barack Obama. He's got the Obama machine working for him. That's why, you know, remember Joe Biden. The reason the president hasn't endorsed me, I asked him not to endorse me. Yeah, right. Yeah, we believe that. So keep an eye on this Deval Patrick. Also, if you're a Democrat, this is the most frightening thing you face. This is back. This evil thing is back. Hillary Clinton all over the place, speaking everywhere, going on every TV show, listening on the BBC.
As I say, never, never, never say never. And I will certainly tell you, I'm under enormous pressure from many, many, many people to think about it.
You know, she stole that from Trump. That's something Trump does. Whenever he's trying to tell you something, he goes, hey, and you know, people come up to me all the time, Mr. Trump, why don't you, you know, he always does that.
How many people do you think told her that?
Nobody told her. But it's a great Donald Trump trick. Like, if he suddenly made an album singing, what the hell are you making an album for? People come up to me all the time, Mr. Trump, please make an album singing. So, and listen to her. She, you know, sounds like she stopped the drinking a little, and she's got some inhaler or something, so she's not coughing. Listen to this.
As I say, never, never, never say never. And I will certainly tell you I'm under enormous pressure from many, many, many people to think about it.
Yeah, the pressure is unbelievable. I've seen pressure, but not like this. I don't know how she withstands this pressure not to run. If she attempts to run, the DNC, the Democrats, will take her, gag her, throw her in the trunk of a car, and hide her till after the election. They will not let her run. This is their biggest nightmare. Now, Joe Biden bumping into walls, but look who comes to the rescue. Dr. Jill Biden. You ever hear that, what they call her? Dr. Jill Biden.
Dr. Jill, yeah.
Dr. Jill. No, it's not Jill Biden. It's Dr. Jill Biden.
You know, what Donald Trump did was wrong, flat out wrong. Calling a foreign leader and asking them, you know, and holding back foreign aid unless he invests.
Yeah, this is MSNBC. She's an objective one on this. She's part of the family that collected billions from this payoff scheme. Now, you might be saying, Dr. Jill Biden, why doesn't she help the guy? He looks like there's something wrong with him medically. Why doesn't she do something? She's not a real doctor like that. You know, they keep calling her Dr. Jill Biden. You picture her going to Johns Hopkins, being the great doctor there. Yeah. She's a teacher all her life. And she did a Bill Cosby. He did the same thing, like late in life in his 40s or 50s. He went back to school and got a doctorate in education.
Okay, yeah.
So she's a teacher who has a doctorate in education. But it's Dr. Jill Biden. You know, anybody with a PhD who runs around calling themselves doctor, you got to wonder about it. You got to wonder about it. Like it's Dr. Monica Crowley. But she doesn't go on. Yeah,
she has a PhD?
Yeah, okay. In foreign policy. But she doesn't go on TV going, I'm Dr. Monica. You ever been to the Alpine Country Club?
Actually, no, but I know people who have.
The Alpine Country Club, it's in Alpine, New Jersey. It looks like one of those very prestigious country clubs with the beautiful old stone clubhouse. Well, it looks very prestigious until you walk in and you see all the members. And they say to you, how are you?
Yeah.
With that voice. It's not exactly Wingfoot or one of those kind of clubs. So this woman has a $30,000 Hermes bag that she's carrying, a Birkin bag, and the waiter spilled red wine all over it. You read about this,
yes,
right?
Yes, right.
A few weeks ago, big lawsuit. She's suing. The red wine ruined her $30,000 Hermes bag. Well, now they're countering that the bag was fake.
Oh,
there are a lot of fake Birkin bags, by the way. And by the way, I advise you, if you want a Birkin bag, get the fake. I can't tell them apart. It's very hard. You can tell them apart if you're a real expert.
Well, her claim is that that line has been discontinued. She cannot get another one.
Oh, you can get it, but there's a waiting list. You got to wait on a list for like 3 years.
What?
Or go right up the street up there to that vintage place. What goes around comes around. They probably have 500... And they look great. They're all used Birkin bags, but they have every color. You can get it. But now the question is, how do they know it's fake? Did they look at video surveillance?
I don't know.
Because I know the people that belong to this club. These are the biggest yentas, gossiping rumors. So I guarantee you 50 of her friends knew it was fake, told the manager, got back to them, it's fake.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, guarantee you that's what happened. They got 6 yentas that'll take the stand. She told me it was fake. I heard it was fake. So, this is what they fight about in Alpine, New Jersey, at the Alpine. It's a nice club.
Obviously, it's a pretty fancy club.
Yeah, it's fancy till anybody talks. So, it's very fancy. It's a nice club. It's got a beautiful golf course.
Yeah.
Phenomenal food. It's really good. So, when we come back, Howie Carr will be with us. We'll see what he has to say about the impeachment. Hey, he can tell us about Deval Patrick. He may be your Democratic nominee. We'll get to that coming up on 710 WOR. Let's get the latest news. Here's Joe Bart.
Mr. New York, Mark Simone, 710 WOR.
Well, Howie Carr, one of the great talk show hosts in America, also best-selling author, and he also has a podcast called The Dirty Rats. Great stuff. You can get it all at HowieCarrShow.com. HowieCarrShow.com. Howie Carr, how you doing?
Very good. I'm watching The First Witness. It has a bow tie on. That tells me all I need to know.
You know, I just said the same thing. He's an annoying elitist academic Ivy League blank blank, and he's wearing a bow tie. This is going to
He's telling me about his father's military service. It's okay if you want to mention your own military service, but don't tell me about your dad's. His dad was in World War II. Guess what? Everybody's father or grandfather was in World War II. There was no draft dodging back in those days. You know.
So also, I've noticed they've mentioned Putin. That somebody said, Trump is doing what Putin wants with the Ukraine. Are they ever going to give up on that Putin stuff?
I know. And the other thing, too, is Devin Nunes just mentioned this in passing. You know, the Trump administration has given Ukraine actual military weapons, whereas Obama just gave them blankets. I mean, how ridiculous is this? And then I was so happy he pointed out that he didn't mention him by name, but the Schiff was trying to get kompromat, the nude photos of Donald Trump from the Russians. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Pranked by the Russian or Ukrainian morning zoo. And then falsifying the statement. This is even more ridiculous than I thought. You know, if the guy had anything, wouldn't he already be saying it instead of just giving us this history lesson? And now he's into the American Revolution and needing help from the French and Baron von Steuben and all these people. But this is ridiculous. We're bring on the beef. as they used to say.
All right, but let me ask you long term, is this, some people think this is brilliant. This is not an impeachment, it's just an informal hearing that they make it look like there's an impeachment. Fake news will say it looked like they're impeaching him. Is it brilliant, or a couple weeks from now when nothing happened, are people going to realize it's like the Mueller report, they got their time wasted again?
I think the latter. I mean, again, Devin Nunes said this again. He said this is a equal to the Russian hoax. And that's all it is. These are the people who colluded with the Russians in 2016 with the Steele dossier, with paying foreign nationals to talk to Russians. And now they're promoting the same thing. If this were Hollywood, when your first movie tanks at the box office, you never get any money for a sequel, right?
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to pull off here. It's a sequel to a flop. This is ridiculous. It's worse than I thought it was. The only reason I'm watching it is, Mark, I knew I was going to be on with you, and then I got to do my own show later this afternoon. But, if this were Saturday Night Live, you would have turned this station. As soon as you would have laughed at this guy's bow tie and said, yeah, the bow tie is funny, but, the rest of it's kind of lame. I think I'm going to watch an old movie somewhere on Turner Classics or something, or Netflix.
Do you think at SNL someone has been sent to the wardrobe department to get some bow ties for the sketch, opening sketch?
How about the fact that he's got a matching breast pocket scarf there, yeah, with the bow tie? I've never seen that before. But then you know what, Mark? I haven't bought a bow tie my entire life, so how would I know whether they have the matching scarves?
So, Howie Carr, let me ask you this. I've always felt we have not seen the Democratic nominee appear yet. Now it looks like Deval Patrick would be in the race.
He's the invisible man. I mean, how many more Democrats, how many more people need to run for Massachusetts? I mean, you got the fake Indian, Bill Weld, you got Deval Patrick. Jill Stein is from Massachusetts. Bloomberg was born in Massachusetts and raised in Bedford. De Blasio, I hate to say it, don't hold it against us.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Cambridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and then you got Mitt Romney, you got John Kerry, you got, Mike Dukakis is still alive. I mean, they used to call Virginia the mother of presidents. Massachusetts is the mother of losers. He's going nowhere. I think he got a couple of guest pundit appearances on CBS, although who watches CBS News? And, I guess he was seduced once again by the Kleeglites. He's going nowhere, though. I mean, even the Globe used to protect him, the Boston Globe, back in the day when they still had a little bit of power in state politics. They had three stories knocking him today. They're totally in with the fake Indian. They're not even going to help.
Okay, but what, Deval Patrick, good looking guy, great speaker. I mean, classy. He's got Obama as his best friend. What you don't think he'll do anything?
No, I can't see it. I mean, I think he's in that the African American lane, and you know, 40% or maybe over 40% of the voters in the South Carolina primary are black, and you know, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker can't make any headway anywhere, including in places like South Carolina. So he thinks he's going to jump in, but I don't know that he's any better candidate than Kamala Harris or Cory Booker. He hasn't run for anything since 2010. His organization is totally scattered. You know where he works now, right? He works for Bain Capital.
Oh, there you go.
They used Bain Capital. It was like it was working at a concentration camp when Mitt Romney was there. I think they hired him to, you know, kind of take the heat off themselves in the woke media. But, you know, Bernie would bring it right back in his face. And then he had these kind of murky experiences at Coke and Texaco and left under, you know, mysterious circumstances. Oh. And then he was making calls from the governor's office on behalf of AmeriQuest. Remember AmeriQuest?
Yeah.
That was another rather shady operation that had some problems back around the time of the Great Recession. And, you know, I mean, he's got a lot of skeletons in his closet. And, you know, Bloomberg, I mean, if he ever were a serious contender, which I don't think he'll be, I mean, Bloomberg, his operatives could just get that stuff probably in a matter of days, all that stuff out there. I don't think he's going anywhere.
I like how Bloomberg is from...
Do you think Bloomberg's going anywhere?
No. The guy's from Medford. He used to sound like Whitey Bulger. Now he talks like Thurston Howell III with that accent.
Yeah. I know. Please, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, don't hold all these fools against Massachusetts. You know, not all of us are running for president. It just seems that way sometimes.
Hey, speaking of great gangsters and criminals, your podcast, Dirty Rats, how's that doing?
Yes. It's doing great. We finished up the first season with an interview with Howie Winter, who's the actual founder of the Winter Hill Gang, and his wife, Ellen. You can check that out. And also, if you want to listen to somebody else in the afternoon, my show is available on podcast. Just go to, you know, wherever you get your podcast, the Howie Carr Show is available all 4 hours, or you can just get it at HowieCarrShow.com. And, you know, without commercials or anything like that. So our podcasts are doing great. And I think it is. I know they say it's the podcasts are overrated as the future. But I think people are really getting into them.
Yeah, and, no, podcasts like, from professionals. It's overrated for all these amateurs.
Right. It's like being a blogger or a writer. But I think I know what I'm doing. I got a studio and I get guests. And so I check out my podcast at HowieCarrShow.com or wherever you get your podcast there. And give me a 5-star review if you can, too.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I'm going to go back to the testimony of the bow. I think my first question would be, Mr. Ken, where did you get that boss bow tie?
Well, Howie Carr, thanks for being with us.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Everybody check out the webpage. Some great stuff up there. Hey, watch this baby boomer. Battle of Millennial. It's quite a conversation. Also, everybody's fighting about baby, it's cold outside. You got to change the lyrics. Here's the Jewish mother's version of the song. Also, see the top 10 most expensive private jets in the world. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark.